Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Protests against Israel's war in Gaza are continuing on college campuses across the country. Columbia University has moved classes online today as pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue their encampment. One of the student protesters at Columbia, whose first name is Layal, spoke to NPR's Here and Now. We are only using her first name because she fears that she and her family might face retaliation.
It's the most positive, generative space that I've ever been a part of. There's such hospitality that is being displayed, nourishment and care and attentiveness and learning more than anything that I've ever seen on this campus.
Similar demonstrations are continuing at other schools, including Yale, Ohio State, and the University of North Carolina. Lawyers for TikTok are preparing for a legal battle as a bill advances that would ban the video sharing app unless it found a buyer. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the Senate is set to vote on the measure as early as today, and President Biden has indicated that he would sign it.
TikTok says once President Biden signs the legislation into law, the company will challenge it in court. Under the bill, TikTok's owner ByteDance would have up to a year to fully divest from the company and sell it or face a nationwide ban. The measure was attached to providing aid to Israel and Ukraine. TikTok says targeting an app used by half of America is an unconstitutional violation of free speech. Courts sided with TikTok when then-President Trump clamped down on the app. But lawmakers from both parties say the app is a national security threat, since China could gain access to Americans' data. There's also a fear that TikTok could be used to push disinformation ahead of the November election. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The United Kingdom has announced its largest single package of military aid to Ukraine. It's also ramping up its own defense spending amid growing concern about the threat Russia may pose toward Europe. NPR's Lauren Frere reports from London.
On a visit to Poland, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak touted a $620 million aid package to neighboring Ukraine, which includes long-range missiles and 4 million rounds of ammunition. Amid the war in Ukraine, he said he's also putting the UK defense industry on a, quote, war footing.
We have to recognize that the world, as I said, is in a more dangerous place than it's been since the end of the Cold War.
Speaking alongside NATO's Secretary General, Sunak pledged to boost UK defense spending to 2.5% of GDP by the end of the decade. That's well above the 2% target set by NATO. It would make Britain the second largest defense spender in NATO after the US. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. The Justice Department has agreed to pay nearly $140 million to the victims of former Team USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Members of the team had sued the department for failing to investigate allegations of sexual assault and abuse against Nassar that spanned more than a decade. Nassar is currently serving a life sentence. The Federal Trade Commission is expected to vote at this hour on a final rule banning non-compete agreements. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports the FTC received more than 26,000 public comments ahead of the vote.
The FTC estimates that one in five American workers, about 30 million in all, are bound by non-compete agreements. These are employment agreements that prevent a worker from taking jobs with the competition or starting up a competing business of their own. The Biden administration has argued that non-competes harm workers by preventing them from seeking better-paying opportunities and stifle innovation. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says non-competes are vital to protecting company investments and trade secrets. However the vote goes and whatever limits a final rule might put on non-competes, the future of such agreements will remain uncertain as legal challenges are likely to lie ahead. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Stocks are trading sharply higher at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 282 points. The Nasdaq Composite also trading higher, up 266. The S&P 500 up 64. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.